What's going on, fellow A-plusers? It's your boy, Adam Perez. We're back once again with a brand new movie review as we're going to go ahead and get into the brand new film, Civil War. That's right, man. I'm trying to do my best to get to the movie theaters as often as I possibly can recently. I'm trying to check out some of these brand new movies before they wind up leaving theaters. But me and the girlfriend had the opportunity to check out Civil War last night. Surprisingly, it was like a late movie too, like 10:45. And surprisingly, the theater definitely had quite a few people going to go ahead and check out this particular movie. If you're not familiar with it, the synopsis does read as: in a dystopian future America, a team of military embedded journalists race against time to reach Washington, D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. You know, I do think that this film is getting a lot of interest and traction just because I think the idea and the concept of a civil war in reality possibly happening has been very much this umbrella kind of sitting over our head recently, which is based off of like how much the political divide has kind of increased over the past several years, if you will. There's probably a reason why back in the 80s and 90s, people always used to say two things you never discuss: politics and religion, right? And it feels like politics has definitely become a topic of discussion quite more often than it certainly has. And it's kind of caused a little bit of a political divide between this nation. And so there definitely have been rumblings and whatnot. And so I think this movie very much can be looked at as like a fair warning, right? As a don't try this at home sort of PSA, if you will, in the sense of like what our country could easily look like if we ever found ourselves in that kind of predicament. And so there is a sense of a reality, like bringing us back to reality a little bit, maybe meant to scare us a little bit. Because I will say, after watching this film, it's definitely not a situation I easily want to find myself in. I think it's a very much a big warning to all of us. And so I do think, again, even going to a late night, almost 11 p.m., people were out to go ahead and certainly see this film. Now, the big question is, does this film certainly live up to its expectations? And, you know, I gotta say, for me, this movie is not what I expected it to certainly be. Maybe I had my own ideas and concepts of what I was hoping this movie would turn out to be, and it just wasn't that. Maybe I feel like a little bit that I was sold on something in regards to this trailer, in regards to the trailers, that I didn't feel like satisfied me enough. Great cast, though, if I could be honest. You know, I Kirsten Dunst, I didn't necessarily care for her as Mary Jane in the Spider-Man films, but I have enjoyed her in other movies. They also have Wagner Moura in here, Kaylee Spaeny. Stephen McKinley, who's a great actor in his own right. Nick Offerman, I think some of you might be familiar with too. And one of my really underrated actors, I don't think gets enough discussion, is Jesse Plemons. And while Jesse Plemons is not in this movie a ton, I gotta say the scenes that he's in are certainly showstoppers, or just scene stealers in general. He's just got a really great way of showcasing no emotions and really playing up a great antagonist in sort of any role that he certainly is in. And when he was on screen and we find ourselves in the situation in which he's in here, my palms were sweaty, you know, my anxiety was really high, very intense. I didn't know what the outcome of this scene was certainly going to be. And I think if anything, he really sold the sequence that he's certainly in towards the maybe the middle half of this particular film itself. So Jesse Plemons probably should not be slept on anymore, if he is. But this movie is not what I expected it to be. I was thinking this was going to be a lot more of a political thriller than what it was, and instead it just turned out to kind of be a thriller slash drama to me. I will say Kirsten Dunst's character in here, Lee, she is a wartime photojournalist. I really enjoyed her as a character in here. I really appreciated her story, getting an opportunity to kind of see flashbacks and to see exactly like some of the situations she had previously been in, to understand how she had become such a emotionally hardened sort of character over the years. You know, to be able to put yourself in those very life-threatening situations, see some very horrifying things. and be recognized and known for taking some incredible photos and pictures and whatnot, and becoming famous off of them. You definitely get to see that her experience certainly comes into play very much in this movie, but I really appreciated how they established her character, especially opposite to the young photojournalist, very amateurish character that Kaylee Spaney plays, that I gotta say, I just did not care for this character. I almost felt like as this movie continued to go on and on, I cared less and less for her. Just because of the fact that as somebody who is not used to this, it seems like she wanted to always put herself in really bad sort of positions, or not necessarily thinking all the way to really grave sort of circumstances. And it just kept really driving me crazy and being a little bit annoying, if I could be quite frank with you. But I do think what this movie does extremely well is I do think that it honors sort of wartime photojournalists, you know, like the people that really put themselves in danger anytime that there's a war going on, or, you know, really terrible things that are happening in our world, whether that be here or across seas or in another country. Just the idea of seeing like the life-threatening situations that they truly sort of put themselves in. And I also do think seeing also like the balance of there being like a fear of the situation that you find yourself in, knowing that you could probably die alongside these soldiers just to go ahead and get that perfect shot, in the sense of we need to tell people sort of what's truly going on here. There is very much an honor in that, but then also seeing the other side of a photographer, in the sense of what that adrenaline can really do, almost in the point of like being addicted to putting yourself in those positions and really wanting to take the photos as best as you possibly can, sometimes to your detriment and in really terrible sort of positions. So there seems to be like an interesting balance that some of these photojournalists definitely have to deal with emotionally and whatnot. So I do think if this movie does a great thing in anything, it's certainly showcasing the story and a nod to the bravery to what photojournalists really have to kind of go through in these wartime sort of situations. So the movie definitely has drama. It definitely has intensity. There are certainly moments in here where you're very much worried about these photojournalists as they're crossing the country to get to Washington, D.C., really unsure as to what they're going to find when they turn the next corner, right? Or go down a certain road, or they bump into a certain type of people. You really never know, in the sense of like, whose side are you on? What can you say to kind of convince them to help you out, sort of thing? So there is an underlying sort of just intensity and thriller throughout this whole movie that I think really helps this film out. But where it falls short for me is probably the script. This movie feels very hollow in places, and I mean that in a sense of Nick Offerman, who plays the president, literally is like in one or two scenes in this movie. I honestly thought he was going to be in this more. We hear his voice a lot more, but he's barely in this film. I really wanted to know the politics of this world. I wanted to know what brought this situation upon us, because it feels like this. We are very much thrusted into a chaotic United States of America that's already been dealing with this war. I don't know how long it's certainly been going on for, but just learning about the past of Kirsten Dunst's character, it feels like it's been going on for at least several years, to certainly say the least. But they don't really inform you of anything. They don't really let you know the game plan that the militaries are certainly trying to figure out. You know, why are people split up? Who's, you know, beliefs are on what side, sort of thing. It's just an amalgamation of, you just jump into this movie and just know there are two sides, they don't like each other, and good luck trying to figure things out. And for me, at least, I think I had the impression that it was going to be maybe more politics involved, maybe a better understanding of the world that we're kind of being thrusted into. And for me, it just was not there. And I love good backstory. I love a good lore. I love a good mythology, if you will. I love a good history. And none of that to me, at least, felt like it was certainly in here. So again, while it delivered on the intensity and the thriller aspect, and again, just moments of, you know, making you jump because of random gunshots or firefights or really great editing work to just thrust you all of a sudden into like a war zone sort of situation. Outside of those moments to make you feel like you're gripping your seat, you know, I wanted more plot wise and script wise, and it was just very hollow from that point on. But you know, so look, Would I recommend this film? Sure, go ahead and check it out. It might be a good popcorn flick, but only coming in at an hour and 49 minutes, I believe this says, and honestly felt more like an hour and a half. And I really do think that this movie could probably have done great with like an additional 20 or 30 minutes just for exposition and to understand the world that we were currently living in at the time, to be quite frank with you. But other than that, enjoyable movie, but certainly lacking and felt a little bit hollow at times. But look, that's just my A-plus opinions. At the end of the day, I definitely want to know your guys' thoughts. If you had the opportunity to check out Civil War, what did you guys like about it? What didn't you like about it? I definitely want to know your guys' thoughts in the comment section box below. But until next time, that'll do it for us here, guys. But do me a big favor, as always. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and keep it A-plus. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.